In the final weeks of the 2020 legislative session, discussions are ramping up over how to fund an industrial hemp program. But lawmakers are working with vastly different takes on how much the program will cost. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
There's still no agreed-upon number, which is a requirement Senate Majority Leader Chris Langer has before she wants to consider the House hemp bill for debate, its final step before reaching the governor's desk. Leadership and the governor's office met on Monday to decide a cost. No one budged. The governor's office says it will cost the state about $3.5 million in one-time and ongoing funds. The legislature estimates it'll cost about $245,000 to prop up. Their cost estimate to the state is even less when considering revenue from licenses and fees. House Majority Leader Lee Qualm disagrees with the costs proposed by the executive branch.
That's the numbers they believe in. That's the numbers that they feel comfortable with. I think there's room for negotiation there. At least I'd certainly like to believe that there is. And, we're going to do our best to come to a number that's amenable to everybody and go from there.
Qualm says he doesn't see a lot of hemp getting planted in the first year, coverage of which he says the state can deal with at a minimal cost. The legislature estimates the Department of Ag will bear the brunt of enforcing a hemp program the first year, with a part-time Department of Public Safety officer inspecting hemp fields. However, the Department of Public Safety sees a one-time cost of $1.15 million for operating expenses, portable test kits, and storage lockers, among other costs. They estimate enforcing a hemp program will cost more than $1 million annually after that. When asked if the legislature's number would meet one of Governor Noem's guardrails for legalizing hemp, Department of Public Safety Secretary Craig Price said no. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.